long discussion today at the initial meeting in relation to that. We met with the department officials, senior principal officer of the Department of Housing, Anya Stapleton, and Derek Rafferty, who is in charge of the DCB scheme, did meet us, along with other officials, about 6 weeks ago. After that meeting, we said we would meet again in December. We had 19 different points and different issues that we discussed with them that day. They wanted some time to digest that and see how they could alleviate some of the issues that we were having. I took them to a number of defective homes. I took them to scenarios where people were being given options of option three to build on top of blocks from the same supplier, explaining that there was no logic behind that. We also took them to social houses in Bungrana to show them that the level of deterioration in social housing and that particular scheme needs to be brought forward very, very quickly. So on this Thursday, we will be having them discussions with the department, and we'll be very hopeful that they will have, you know, a resolution for us on a number of those issues, and in particular that the housing DCB scheme for the social houses will be ready to go, and they will be able to give the green light to the council to start remediating those homes.
So are you hopeful that the answers that you'll get on Thursday will satisfy or alleviate concerns from a number of your colleagues in the MD?
Yeah, I'll be very hopeful. I mean, the legislation for the social housing scheme is pretty much the same legislation as it is for the private scheme. So the council has to work within the same parameters of the private scheme for the social housing scheme. There was a bit of to-ing and fro-ing between the local authority and the department to try to make that work, as to see how that upgrades to an energy upgrades to social houses would work. I think that work has been done and concluded, so we'll be very hopeful that we're ready to get the green light in relation to the social homes as well, so that the local authority can start remediating social homes very early in the new year. But that's just one of a number of things that we will discuss and try and get alleviated for homeowners on Thursday when we meet them. But look, we'll be very hopeful that some of the issues that we're having at the minute will be resolved.
And if it is the same scheme, are you concerned about the IS465, the age-old argument at this stage that it's not following the science?
Absolutely. That was, again, one of the strong statements that we made to the department in relation to the science behind making recommendations, particularly recommendations 2 to 5, and that we really needed that science expedited. We needed some note from the National Standards Authority and the department to give some clarity to the housing agency and clarity to homeowners in relation to those options that they needed to take into consideration and get the evidence that has been, the evidence is out there that pyrite height is playing a big part in the deterioration of houses, and that we want to see clear guidelines for the levels of pyrotite, mica and other deleterious materials within the blocks, so that, you know, the right recommendation can be made, and, you know, that we feel that a number of the options that they are offering is not sufficient anymore, and that we feel that that should have been put on hold until this, until the National Standards Authority do have and have finished their research into the scandal. So hopefully we will have an update on that as well. We were promised that there would be a note out within the next number of weeks that would clarify and help with that update to IS465. So again, very important meeting on Thursday. Lots of very important issues that are very relevant to people's lives today to be discussed and hopefully get some outcomes on.